Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the victims of terrorist attacks in France. All beings killed by others through abortion, execution, or crime, and through hunting, fishing, pest control, and other killing of animals. All the Tibetans have been killed and taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Rita Belil, Elaine McCloskey, Ronald Johnson, Richard Myers, Myo Cha Kim Nottingham, Timothy Powell, Mother of Mayor Stafford, Agnes the Duck, Cookie the Cat, Francis the Duck, Luna the Cat. Job search. Roseanne Barona, Mike Brown, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Bruce Miller, Pooja Shaw, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Kabje Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltan, Venerable Trichy Lamo, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the terrorists and victims of terrorism in France. All those in prison suffering abuse or abusing others, and all those addicted to harmful substances. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. John Ballard, Jim Barnes, Luce, and Narcisse Barona. Narcisse Barona Sr., Katie Bohm, Susan Bohm, Steve Bullen family, Yuki Burrows, Ken Castello, Dimitri and Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Tashi Dromo, Mildred Gooch, Andrew Gorton, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Geraldine Harvey, Frank Holt, Sam Jackenthal, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Lloyd Johnson, family of Ronald Johnson, Dell and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Rachel Keith, Nino Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Karina Lilligan family, Kim Lillig, Mary Lojak, Pat Long, Ina Lovelace, R.M., Carolyn and Granger Marley, Wilbert Martin, Alvia Mejia and family, Bruce Miller, Antonio Moore Jr., Audrey Murphy, family of Richard Myers, Evan Myrtle and family, Marie Oliver, Jay Pondia, family of Timothy Paul, Renee Reyna and Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Pooja Shah, Patty Sheriff, Ronnie Schumann, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Sarah Bumgardner, Snotherly, Nancy Sorbet, Carol Struther, Adnan Tokum, Losam Toptem, Francis Ullman, Dion Washington, Shea Wokowicki, Margaret Young, Brittany the Maltese, Dorji, Kadro the Pigs, Ipo the Cat, Omani Pimahum the Chipmunk, Sammy the Cat, Skibo the Dog, Tasha the Cat, Yeshua the Cat.
Good morning. Geshe will be here in a few minutes. And
so if you please take out the gold prayer book and turn to page 183, and you see a mantra between the two lines toward the bottom, so let's chant that three times. 183. And if you don't have the gold prayer book, the first page in the white fold binder, all the prayers. Taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha. Page 34. in the gold book, and I think it's on still the first page in the white binder. And you see the four immeasurables. So we'll read that in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now the Gold Book, turn to page 37. And let's chant the Four Immeasurables chanting version towards the bottom of the page, and then the two mantras at the bottom. Chenrezig's mantra 8 times, and then Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Chen Chen Ta.
Nobody in the front row. Plenty of room in the front row. Come on up. It's okay. It's okay. I don't bite. Not yet. Okay. Okay. Well, there's a little background to the story. I got a request from one of the adults, one of the very, very big in charge adults, about a story they wanted to tell. And I looked at the story and I said, oh, it would take me years to learn that. And so I had to figure out one, but it also didn't have any adventure in it. And we needed a story
last two stories have kind of not been really adventurous, so this one has some adventure in it. And it's the hawks and their friends. So there were a mother and father hawk, and their babies had been born. They were in a nest really high up in the tree, and mother hawk looks at father hawk and says, "Do we have any friends in the neighborhood?" And of course, like all partners, when they ask a question like that, they kind of sometimes already have an answer. And so the father hawk said, "Well, no, I haven't made any yet." And she said, "Well, you know, when you move into a neighborhood, you've got to make some friends. Because, you know, if somebody needs some help, we'll be there to help them. And if we need help, they'll be here." So father hawk says, "Well, who do you think I should make friends with?" And the mother hawk says, "You know, well, I've been watching the neighborhood. And, you know, there's kingfisher over on the one side of the lake. And then there's the lion in the woods. And, you know, the turtle seems like a pretty cool dude." So the hawk said, "Okay." So he went off to make friends, and he did, and he met the kingfisher, and they chatted, and they decided to be friends, and went on to meet the turtle and the lion, and they all become fast friends. As a matter of fact, they were such good friends, he wasn't coming home enough. And so, but it was really cool, and things were good in the neighborhood. Well, one day, some hunters came in to their woods, and they hunted all day, but all the animals were very smart, and the hunters didn't catch it. Anything, not a thing. So they decided to spend the night. So they snuggled down to go to sleep. Well, the mosquitoes and the flies in the woods didn't really like the hunters there, so they were really annoying the hunters. So the hunters built a fire. Well, the fire made smoke, and of course it was right under the tree where the baby hawks and the mom and dad were. And so the baby hawks woke up, and their eyes were burning, and they started crying, and the hunters, what did the hunters do? They said, "Well, we'll build a fire and the smoke will drive the mosquitoes away." So they did. Well, oh my gosh. When the hunters heard the babies crying, they said, "Oh, this is perfect. There's breakfast. We'll go get the little baby hawks in the morning and we'll have breakfast." Well, Mother Hawk just went into a tizzy. Do you guys know what a tizzy is? Have you ever seen your mother in a tizzy when she's really, really, really upset? Yeah, okay. Or your father in a tizzy, you know, like you're late, you forgot your lunch, and you had to run back in the house, and you're trying to get to the school bus, right? Everybody? So she went to the kingfisher, woke up the kingfisher, and the kingfisher said, "I've got it covered." Went to the lake, swooped down. He was really good. He could fly, and he could swoop over the water. Filled his wings with water, flapped it over the fire, and the fire went out. Well, the hunters just built it again. So the kingfisher, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Well, by about midnight, the kingfisher, I mean, he could barely flap. And they said, but the hunters were still doing it. And they said, I'll go talk to the turtle. Turtle said, "Okay, I'm on it. I'll take care of it." Dives to the bottom of the lake. Kind of lumbers, you know, they're a little bit slow. But they can spit. Did you know turtles can really spit? Gets ahead, got a mouthful of mud, spit it on the fire, right? Well, the hunters go, "Well, who needs baby hawks for breakfast? We'll have tasty turtle meat." Yeah, so what do? They take, well, how are we going to catch them? Take off their clothes. They're building a bag to catch the turtle. And the turtle, so he lumbers back in, dives into the water. Well, the hunters are so excited, they jump in after him. And, well, turtle's too smart. He's on the bottom looking up saying, "I can hold my breath longer than you can. Nya, 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 nya." So, foiled. Well, now they're wet and cold and tired, and they say, "Well, I guess it's back to baby birds. We're eating baby birds for breakfast." Well, mother is still flapping. She protects her babies. Well, father hawk goes off and sees the lion. The lion says, "I get the picture. I'll be there immediately." Well, he just starts roaring and roaring and roaring and roaring and heads it. Well, the hunters say, "Ah!" And they leave the forest just as fast as their legs will carry them. And by the time the lion gets to the clearing, there are no hunters there. But then the kingfisher comes, and the turtle comes, and they all check in with the hawks, and guess what? Everybody is safe. And they said, "Well, you know, we're not taking any chances." The lion says, "I can sleep here at the foot of the tree just as easily as I can go back to my grass." And the turtle says, "Well, I'll stay near the shore, And the kingfisher says, well, you know, there's a branch up above you, so I think I'll sleep there rather than go home. Well, the next morning, everybody is really pretty deep. Beat, but they all agree having friends is just the best way to go. So, since there was no danger that day, they decided to just pack a picnic and go to the lake and have a picnic and relax and get some sleep in the sun, sharing time with their friends. So, they all knew how to rely on each other, and that is the end of this story. And there's some confusion about which character the Buddha was, because this was one of Buddha's past lives. And so you have to figure it out. Was it the mother hawk? Was it the lion? Who was it? I'm kind of hanging in there that the mother hawk might have been Tara. You know? But, you know, that's just my take on it. So you guys have to figure out which one was the Buddha. Bye. You guys are such good listeners. Thank you.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world. There's nothing to it.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to introduce myself. My name is Magic, and that's Magic with a K. People are always misspelling my name. It's so annoying.
No lie.
Today, I have come to talk to you about the importance of magic with a C here at our center. Magic is very strong here. You may have witnessed some magic. For example, have you ever noticed how the water bowls are filled every time you come to the center? Or how our beautiful Gompa is clean before and after class? How about those of you who have attended our magically free classes? And right now, you are witnessing the magical way we have electricity during today's teaching. I'm going to fill you in on a little secret. I have magical fairies that have been helping out in different ways to make all of this happen. But I need more. There's so much that needs to be done, and I need more fairies. But in order to be a fairy of mine, you must believe in magic. Do you believe in magic? If so, clap your hands as loud as you can. Great, great. Uh-oh, I see someone who does not truly believe. This guy over here. Hey, you look like you need some magic fairies. Let me see if I can help. I need people who truly believe to stand up and say, I believe, and come join this guy at the table. Anyone?
I believe.
Come on down. Anyone else? Oh, great. Come on down. I love your shirt, by the way. It's my favorite color. Anyone else? Oh, great. Yay. Come on down. Anyone? Oh, yay. Come on down. Come join us at the table. All right. Come on down.
What do I do?
Oh, that is a very good question. Lady over here that I don't know, I've never seen before. I have some magic fairies that are here today who can help you. Magic fairies, please appear. Wait.
Hold on.
You can go down that way. There we go. Okay.
What can I do? I'm a service supporter, and I come to the table by volunteering to work on the garden. I love hanging out with other members on beautiful sunny days. Sometimes I clean the bathrooms when I'm visiting too. Last week I learned to offer water bowls. That's my new favorite way to help.
I can do that.
Yay!
Wait, what do I do?
Yeah. I am an in-kind supporter, and I come to the table by bringing snacks to the children's program. When I go to Costco, I buy extra paper towels and toilet paper for the Kadapa Center.
Of course.
When I bring my items in, I always remember to fill out my in-kind paperwork because that makes our manager happy.
I can do that. What do I do?
Okay, wait. Oh, wait. Some of the fairies need glasses. I'm a one-time supporter, and I come to the table by sponsoring medicine guru pujas. Sometimes I drop cash in the donation box when I feel like a teaching just really hit home. At the end of the year, I look at my financial situation, and I offer a percentage of my income to the center. It feels like I'm donating to benefit myself. I'm the one who wins.
Well,
all right, come on!
What do I do?
I'm a monthly supporter, and I come to the table by letting the Kadapa Center draw money from my account every month. I like knowing that I create a strong foundation of funds for the center to rely on each month. I also like not having to think about what to give and when. It's a perfect way for my busy mind.
I can do that.
Okay, each and every way you give to the center helps us maintain our home here for the Dharma to thrive. This is your home. This is my home. Your gift of generosity, whatever it may be, will benefit our home and, more importantly, you. Believe in magic with a C and me. That'd be awesome. Thank you. And join us at the table. We will be able to thrive together. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Your turn.
Thank you, thank you. Good morning. Good morning. So we only have now 50 minutes left. So there are a number of questions here, so for sure. First, maybe please would you mind to take maybe 1 minute to introduce to yourself, so then after that maybe do a short meditation. So Okay. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nine round breathing meditation. So, so first. I'm going to explain, you know, nine round breathing meditations. If there's new people today, so so then I think it's helpful if I explain the nine round breathing meditations before we do the nine round breathing meditations. So also. Not just to take care of the physical health, and also we also need to think about mind too. We also need to think about mind too. You know, so we do so much for our physical body. You know, we do so much. There's nothing wrong. So much we do. You know, shower, like a clothes. You know, wear. You know, buy nice clothes. But you know, how much we do for our mind? I think this is very, very important. It's not about, you know, whether you're believing in something or not. It's not about that. It's about the mind. Huh? So meditation will benefit, you know, anybody who has mind. Benefit. So many, you know, complications occur, you know, due to the mind thinking. So many complications occur due to our thinking. So therefore, the purpose or the power or purpose of the meditation is to liberate, you know, ourselves or free ourselves from disturbing thought. So that's very, very important to keep in our mind. And it's very, very important to keep in our mind the purpose of meditation or power of meditation is to protect or to liberate ourselves from disturbing thought. So we must try all our best, you know, throughout the day, not to give any chance to disturbing thought to arise. So that's the best form of meditation. So there's something that we can do. You know, like, but it requires effort. So there's something we can do. Nine round breathing meditations, I think it's good to do before any form of meditation that you do. Nine round breathing meditation is good to do. So the purpose of that nine round breathing meditation is to eliminate wasted energy that, you know, stuck in our channel. So as I mentioned before, that, you know, every thought, you know, so see how many thoughts arise every day. You know, how many thoughts arise, you know, minute we wake up, even the dream, still, you know, some thought arise. When we wake up, you know, like, then we are bombarded by thought. All kind of thought arise, you know. So then you wonder why life is, you know, become more complicated. You wonder when you look at among those thoughts, how many of them are, you know, like positive. Positive is like something, thinking something good. And how many of them are negative. So then, you know, so unfortunately there's no easy answer. No, there's no easy answer. You know, if I say, oh, if you do this, you know, it'll be easy, that's lie. That's not true. Everybody's same for you, for me. We all have to try, you know, our best. And we all have to put effort. If we really want to transform our thinking, we need to put, you know, some effort. So, according to Buddhism, you know, that's why, you know, the life becomes more complicated. It's already complicated, and it becomes more complicated because of, you know, not because of our physical structures, you know, they're very limited. But in mind, you know, there's no limit. So the nine round breathing meditation, as I mentioned before, every thought, whether there's positive thought or, you know, disturbing thought, is come with energy. Every thought comes with energy. So when there's thought, you know, when the thought becomes tight, uptight with something, you know, I have experienced, you have experienced, we all have experienced. Huh? In certain way, certain my way, or certain way, or no way, or highway. amazing, you know, but still kind of amazing that you are still alive, survive, you know. See, like every thought, you know, many of them are not flexible. It's tight, uptight with something. Uptight with this, uptight with that, uptight with this. Then, you know, talking about let it go, you know, it's not ever holding on very tightly. So then that's how the energy, the very energy that comes with that particular thought will become imbalance. See, imbalance. So that means is no longer useful. Thought itself is no longer useful. The energy that comes with that thought is no longer useful. I'm not sure where the thought goes. I'm not sure. Do you know where thought goes? Where the thought goes. But energy goes to the channel. See, energy, I do know where energy goes. Energy goes to the channel. So, see, where the channel is located within our physical body, you know, there are many, many channels. We don't need to talk about the number, but we don't need to talk about number because I don't know all of them, therefore. see, where this, you know, wasted energy, when this energy becomes not useful or been wasted, where the energy goes, it goes to channels. So then a lot of them get, you know, goes there, stuck. Someday, you know, you are not happy because you don't have any particular reason because you are not happy. So that's caused by this, you know, wasted energy, so many of them, into our channels. So this nine round breathing meditation to help us to get rid of that, you know, how to get rid of all this as energy that's been wasted, you know, wasted because it's not flexible, you know, it's been like the thought that comes with that energy is very tight, not flexible, less rua. I mean, you can tune into white or yellow, any color, it's not like that, it's just white or just one color, particular color, there's nothing to turn, right from the beginning. You know? So this nine round breathing meditation is really help to get rid of that, okay, get rid of that. So then, as I said before, so I'm not sure how we define stress. If the stress is form of energy that's caused by mind, that's caused by inflexible thought. If the stress is caused by inflexible thought, the nine round breathing meditation might help. Not saying 100%, but might help, no? Nine round breathing meditation might help. If the stress is caused by imbalanced, inflexible, or you can say imbalanced thought, inflexible thought caused by that, yeah, so then it will help. So this is not easy to learn, it's not that difficult. The meditation itself is easy to learn and easy to do. So then how well we do, that's very much dependent on individuals and how well you do. So. With mindfulness, of course, every meditation requires mindfulness. So what we do, any form of breathing meditations, first please make sure that we sit straight, you know, straight, comfortably, we sit straight, okay. This is very simple meditation, it's beneficial, you know, beneficial. There's reason why we sit straight. It's not just protocol. It's not just protocol. It's not how the meditation be done. No, there's reason. No, there's reason. If the physical body, if the physical body is straight, so the channel is going to be straight. If the channel is straight, energy flow smoothly. the energy will flow smoothly. Usually I jokingly say uncooked Italian pasta. Not the cooked one, not the pasta. What is it? Spaghetti? Not like spaghetti, like this. Not like that. There's two kinds of spaghetti, one with the sauce and one without sauce. No, there's a tomato here everywhere. So they in the book they use stack of coin. The uncooked Italian pasta is much better. Example, straight like that. Comfortable sitting, comfortable sitting with a comfortable mind, So this is also another important thing, Whenever you do meditations, so make sure that, your mental state is, best is positive mental state. That's the best. So if not, then the neutral state of mind is important, With the disturbing state of mind, first of all, you can't do meditation, You can sit, but this is not meditation, this is just sitting, Sitting is not meditation. Even the chicken can sit. In my backyard, the squirrel can also sit, sometimes they also sit like this, I'm not sure, like in the branch. Once in a while they do like this, but I'm not sure what that means. But they sit like, even the squirrel can sometimes sit like this. Different is they have something here, like what you call the it's almost like the umbrella, canopy. We don't. See, this is just, this is how you sit when you do meditation. This is not meditation. Meditation is like, as I said, purpose is to liberate ourselves from disturbing thought. That's the purpose of meditations. So life is going to be better. Life is going to be better because there will be less disturbing thought. Because you are using some technique to help yourself how to reduce disturbing thought happily, deliberately, voluntarily, not by somebody force you to do. So that's the best way to reduce the disturbing thought. So the life is going to be better, Even though if you are living in a cave, you have materially wise, you have nothing, but mental wise, you are the one of the happiest person on the planet. You are the one of the happiest person on the planet, Even living in the cave. So anyway, going back to the lying down breathing meditations now. So this is now all sake of knowledge. So then please share. So share with other people. Share, teach them. This meditation has been taught thousands of years ago. It's been tested. It produced good results. That kind of instruction, if we follow, more like it will produce some results. It's not like I just made it up to last night and thinking, what I should say tomorrow, Sunday. No, I didn't make it up last night. It's already taught thousands of years ago. I'm just repeating this here, introducing. So now I'll not say much. So now with the meditation. There's two types. One is, like associated with Naropa Yoga. That's a little bit different, different. If you see some of the video in His Holiness, that's associated with Naropa Yoga, the sixth Naropa Yoga. That's a little bit different. So this nine down breathing meditation I taught here, that's like in Lamrim teaching, okay. So comfortable cushions with a comfortable body, with a comfortable mind, that means good mindset, good mental state. So anybody can, anybody can develop. You don't have to believe in anything, you don't have to have religion to think something good. Am I right? If you don't have, even though you don't have religion, you can think something good. But you can still help people think something good. That doesn't require, religious does have message or a lot of information how to do that. does not mean anything. If you don't believe in anything, does not mean you are not capable to think something good. That's not true. That's not true. So, you know, comfortable body, you know, comfortable the mind. So then you, so use the left hand, okay, left hand, first left hand, and the ring finger, that's what they call ring finger, ring finger. they must have, you know, the reason, but certain, maybe I should not talk to my name, do meditation. So, you know, if you are, maybe I think if you are somebody, you are wondering why ring finger, why not this finger, not that finger, you know. There's always questions. So maybe I'll explain later, not now. Left hand, you know, ring finger, block left nostril. Inhale, right nostril, long slow. Inhale. Then block. Exhale. I'll do it again. Left hand, ring finger, block the left nostril. Inhale from the right nostril, long, slow. Then, three times, okay, three times. Huh? Then one more. Then, one more. Then, so this nine round breathing meditation begin with inhale, inhale. So then we'll do one more time, okay? Then next one is only different is like the hand, right hand. Then same idea, okay? So we'll do one more time. So please use your left hand, left hand with the ring finger. No, left hand with the ring finger, block your left nostril. And inhale from the right nostril, long, slow. Then, one more. One more. This first round, no, first round. So each round has three breathing. No, that's called nine round. There will be three round or three set. No, each set has three breathing. Each time you inhale, count one. Exhale. Inhale, that's two. Exhale. Inhale, that's three. Then exhale, finish. First round, finish. Now the second round, right hand. And the same finger, and block, so then long, slow, again. One more. One more. That's three. So each time when inhale count, you know, inhale, it begin with inhale, finish with the exhale. So the same apply. Inhale one, that's one. Exhale, inhale, that's two. Exhale, inhale, that's three, and finish. The second round. Now third round, so then not from the mouth, from the nose. It begins with inhale from the nose, long, slow. So this goes 9 round breathing meditations. So you can teach your children, you know. So if they are like, I'm not sure what age they can teach. So one time there's one of my nephew, he came down to visit me. He's 7 years old boy, 7 years old boy. So each time when he came, you know, my old schedule is upside down. My daily schedule is kind of upside down because he has so much energy, I can catch up with his energy. So then, you know, he's going round and round, going up and down, going around, touching this and that, you know, so going around outside to ring the bell. So I thought somebody's coming out, open the door, that's him. So after 5 minutes, he goes again to ring the bell, and I was like, then I'm struggling, maybe how I should, you know, calm him down. And by the way, he's having great time. I'm not having quite good time, but he's... I'm the one who's not having good time, but he's having great time. So I didn't know how to be part of that. So I'm trying to calm him down. So then I told him to come inside. To say, I will teach you meditations. No, 9 round breathing meditations. I asked him to sit down. He sit down. So then I taught him how to do 9 round breathing meditations. Then he did that, so 1 round, so one set. So then I taught him, next time when your mind gets too hyper, so he said, do this meditation. He said, yes, yeah, of course. So not much change after that, after teaching. After teaching 9 round breathing meditations, teaching to the kid that his side not much progress. Person who is teaching from my side not much progress either. There's not much progress from either side. So doing the same thing. You know? So then I could, like, yeah, of course, as a human being, so then you are, everything has limit, you know. So then I am kind of like losing my mind. Then he goes to me like, he's pointing at me like, I realize, yeah, I'm the one who needs 9 hours breathing meditation, not him. we always think that, oh, someone else needs something, no. I'm okay, no, but by the, so I realized, okay, no, I'm not having good time, no, he's having great time. So then I learned, just let it be, you know, whatever it is, no, he's running around, just let it run around. Anyway, so, so what I'm going to say, you know, you can teach, you know, but whether it becomes successful or not is, you know, then I just want to say you good luck. But you can teach, you can certainly teach them, they'll sit down, they'll learn. So this is now 9 round breathing meditation. So you can do one set, then, you know, take break, then you can do another set. So it is good to do these meditations before any form of meditation that you do, you can do that. So then, you know, after that, there's many, many different types of meditation you can do. If you believe what I said, you know, I'm not asking you to believe, you know. So if you, you know, through your analysis, if you believe, okay, disturbing thought, that's not good, you know. If you think that's true, you know, disturbing thought, no matter who generates, if, you know, this rope doesn't protect. This is just rope, you know. This is monk's rope. So I wear it because I'm a monk. But this rope doesn't protect from disturbing thought, you know. Disturbing thought only protects from positive thought. I have to think something positive. I have to think something positive. You know? So that's how, like, we should train our mind or guide our mind to think something positive, you know, think something positive. And so it's not like, you know, like, oh, tomorrow I'm all fine. It's not like, you know, this process is like gradual, very gradual, you know. Take no time, then you know, this slowly you manage to, you educate your mind how to think something positive. You know, so then like, there's point in our lives, you know, even though when you encounter something difficult, you actually manage to think something positive. Something positive. Then, there's nothing in the world that can disturb your mind. There's nothing in the world that can disturb your mind. Eventually, then you are able to think something positive, even though the environment is like, you know, everything is just negative. The environment, the people inside the environment is like pouring down on like rain. Everything from all directions. But still, you manage to think something positive, you know. Positive. So that's the point. Because, you know, we need to do something. Because this, as I mentioned before, what we call Buddhism is called samsara, you know. It's like, samsara is like filled with complications. See? Everything is not whether we like or not, that's the fact. Fact. Everything, you know, friend, relationship, house, job, everything. Why was that? Because that's the nature of samsara. You know, we can't fix everything. Why? That's the reason. We like to fix everything, but there's no, we can't fix everything. So, and you know, people blaming themselves, you know, their life, you know, then like all kind of things. Samsara is town that's filled with town that's filled with complications, filled with everything. So what we need to do, we can try to change all the complications. That's impossible. No, impossible, you know. We think, oh, I can get rid of this, you know, I'll be fine, you know. Not maybe, like, see, like, Therefore, it's very, very important to fix within ourselves, the mind, that's something that we can do with our thinking, our attitude, that's something we can do, you know. That's something we can, it's very doable, it's something we can do. I'm not saying this, no, we can do like instantaneously, whatever that is. Yeah, that, you know, like that, so, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, it's required effort, you know. So, every day, so that's why people do meditation, you know, so they recite prayer. Trying to, you know, think something positive, you know, it's not that easy. So the, all the, like, positive thought that reflects into a piece of paper, we call prayer, that people read and people think, and kind of guide them to think something positive, you know. May all sentient beings, not just, you know, just me, you know, Tibetan people, no, may all living beings, you know, trying to be part of their happiness, you know. If not, at least not to be obstacle for their happiness, to just to be part of that, you know. I just wish that, you know, just, even just seeing the world, you know, the wishing, you know, just even the worldly wishing, you know, all living beings. So this is all, you know, positive thinking. So that's how to survive with this town filled with the complication, how to survive in that town, you know, with that town. Oh, how to survive in that town, no. Only way you can survive in that town is think something positive. Oh. So therefore, you know, there's many meditations, you know, like review meditations, concentration meditation, like not thinking all of that, you know, just thinking one object. Next 5 minutes, only thing I'm going to think is like just one object. That's all I'm going to think. Even though there's so much to think, I'm decided to think just one object. to make my mind calm, peaceful. Just focus on one object, my breath. You know, I'm going to focus next 5 minutes. I'm going to focus on my breath, breathing out, in. I'm just going to focus on that. You know? So then learn what we are going to learn from that. What we're going to learn, we will, how you say, slowly, slowly, you will learn how to control your thought. Right now, thought controls you. And thought is not 100% positive. As I said, so many thoughts arise out of that. How many of them are them positive? So then, also I said last time, please ask yourself, how often, I'm not saying say, not just say, how often we think something positive, not just say, you know. Yeah, of course, you know, I can say, Om Mani Padme Hum, that's a mantra. I can say, Om Mani Padme Hum. Same time, I can think, how many chocolate I have in my refrigerator, you know. Is there any chocolate? Yeah, you can do both, you can do both. That's not thinking, you're just saying. How often we think something positive? How often we think something positive? This is a very important question. I'm not asking, asking about how often you say a prayer. I'm asking how often we think something positive. This is very, very important. This has nothing to do with the religion. This is like, we are all capable to think something negative. We are all capable to think something positive. What we need, what world need, what community need, what family need, or what the friendship need is positive thinking. So that will guarantee better world, better family, better relationship. Saying prayer doesn't guarantee, people have been saying prayer throughout the centuries. What is lacking is thinking something positive. That's lacking, thinking something positive. It's not lack of the church. It's not lack of shortage of the church, shortage of the temple. No, it's not shortage of the monastic life. No, it's not because of that. There's no plenty of that. What is lacking is people are not thinking something positive. So, therefore, and the positive thought, within the positive thought, there's loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, and it's opening your heart for all welfare of all living beings, opening your heart, all living beings, that's what we need. Good human beings. We need good human beings, kind-hearted person. That's what we need. That's exactly what we need. Doesn't matter it's in Buddhism, doesn't matter, even though it's like, doesn't matter what they believe, doesn't matter. Look like Mother Teresa. See? Mother Teresa. Touching on millions of hearts, not because she is physically very attractive, not because of that, no. So, millions of different background, different cultural background, different religions, deeply touched by mothers, look at the heart face, it's like symbol of compassion, kindness, love, See, So, bottom line, I myself, I try, that's all I can do, I try, You can try, I try, It's not easy, So, through meditation, what we are going to learn, how to control our thought. Not let our thought to control ourselves. That's going to be miserable. How to control our thought. So then slowly, you become more mindful not to act on every thought that arises. How life is going to be happier, if we act on every thought that arises. How life is going to be happier. No matter how many times you go to church, temple, if you act on every thought that arises, every thought, you have experience, I experience every day, cooking, cleaning, doing something at the chore, at the house. There's two people, two separate minds. Two total separate minds. You have no clue. But you have no clue about the other person's mind. That mind, according to Buddhism, is totally functioning based on his or her karma. you have no clue. Hmm? Therefore, there's a lot of complications. Even though the minute there's two, how is the consciousness involved, moving things around, you know, moving. It can be simple things, moving the furniture around. Or some people say, put it there. No, don't put it there. It's not, doesn't look good. No. How you know? First we put it there, then we will know. So I think you're wasting your time. You know? So I know how it's not going to look good. I know how it's going to look good. You go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So then you know, then you say, you are being lazy. You are not one to take. You don't want to lift this furniture up because it's heavy. You know, so then you go back and forth, back and forth. How life is going to be happier. You know, so see, like that kind of things, you know. So, my experience, I'm not saying, you know, you're doing it, but some are probably you're doing it. So, the first thought that arises is not positive, and unfortunately, it's not positive, you know, because we don't train, you know. So you ask somebody, you know, I think, maybe we should change this room. Maybe some furniture move here and there. So I think we should put one bed there. Then the bed is not going to look good there. So you already built your image picture how it's going to look, but you are not getting enough support. So then, you know, like, something like that. Then, you know, sometimes better not to say anything. Better not to say anything, you know. So therefore says not having opinion is better than having opinions. Sometimes, you know, this is very true. So not being mindful, that's what it is, not being mindful, actually not being mindful, you know, that's what it is. Not being mindful. Sorry, I'm using most of the time. So next Sunday there'll be no, what do you call, play? Is there play next Sunday? Is there play?
No play here.
So then next Sunday we have more time. So then we'll divide the group and discuss, okay, some of the questions. So today, so only 10 minutes left, so not my time. So also I was warned to end on right time. I was warned to end the class on right time. So anyway, so there are some activities, other activities, no, it's not just warned. So the part there, other activities will interrupt. Because Tibetan people, we have no schedule. You know, we don't know how to knock on the door. We just open the door. slow learning, slow catching up. But you don't make schedule, you just show up. So you know, there's one small guest house in monastery run by monks, you know, guest house with the restaurants. Westerners, they come, you know, to the visit monastery. Some of them stay there. All the chores in the guest house taken care by monks. So monks have no idea how to knock on the door. But some of the, you know, the summertime is very hot. Some of the tourists, you know, they have no clothes on. So they're in the room, so monks don't know how to knock. So they just... slowly, it takes time. Slowly, they are trying to figure out to learn how to knock. So with this 9-hour breathing meditation, after that, I think it's good to do some kind of single-pointed meditation, no? Single-pointed meditation, not that difficult. Meditation itself is not that difficult to learn, but, you know, to do, not easy. But, you know, we can't give up, it's not easy, because it'll never become easy, you know, if we give up. You know, we try 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, here, there, you know, every day, you know, just sit, calm, peaceful, just sit, you know, and try to think, one object, just try to think one object next few minutes, just think, that object doesn't matter. As a Buddhist, of course, we think of a holy object, no, it doesn't matter, you know, you can just think flowers, doesn't matter. No, that's the way to stop other, you know, busy thoughts, to just pick one object, just every day, few minutes, every day, few minutes, here, there, few minutes, you know, just sit quietly. So then you learn how to be within, be present, be within. So then second step is then continuation, how long you can sit quietly, you know. Peacefully, yeah, of course. You know, if you concentrate, your mind is going to be peaceful or calm. That's the result. That's the result of concentration, is to make your mind calm and peaceful. That's the result. You should not be surprised. You know, when you concentrate, your mind is going to be calm and, you know, peaceful. That's the result. So then every, you know, your life here in America is very busy. You have so many things to do. You go here, go there, this appointment, that appointment, so many schedules. But something simple, you know, you can do, sit quietly, like 5 to 10 minutes, something like that. So then slowly, slowly, you know, and you can increase the time, you can increase the length of, you know, meditation slowly, slowly, you know. So then, you know, we learn not to act on every single thought that arises, you know. Then you sit back. Then you watch your thought very carefully. You scan them very carefully. And you will be grateful. Later in the future, you will be grateful. When you look back, you will be grateful. And you will be proud, for your, proud of yourself that you didn't act on that thought. You know? See? So then, positive thought, when it arises, you know, if you can act on that positive thought, you know, if that all the circumstance, all the condition is right, then you can act on. But you know, every positive thought that arises, you know, is like practically acting on every positive thought. That's, you know, that's like not, you know, that's probably not practically impossible, you know. Impossible. You know, you can say, may all sentient beings have happiness, the cause of happiness, but acting on that, no, that's not that easy. But, you know, every positive thought, if you can act on slowly, that's a way to make your life happier, even though in the town that's filled with complications, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. So that's, you know, that's why you know, do review meditation, concentration meditations, review meditation, you review certain materials in your mind, at the same time you are thinking, not just know. That's important, that's very important. What do you think? That's very important. How often we think something positive? How often? Not just say, you know, we say, how are you? Oh, you look good, you know, oh, you smell good. Way before we eat food, oh, this food smells very good. So we say so many good things. I'm not saying that we are not saying good. We are saying so many good things. Particularly in the West, you know, very nice. People are very polite. They say, thank you, how are you, how are you doing? When you go to Asia, people don't ask you, how are you? No, people don't ask you, do you sleep well? They don't ask, no. So in my monastery, part of my monastery, in that area, you know, it's quite important for the local people. The important question they ask them, did you have breakfast? Somehow for them it's very important to know that you have breakfast or not. That's all, you know. So they will ask you, they know, how are you? Are you doing okay? You know, it's all nice words, so many nice words been saying here. It's very wonderful, very good. How often we think something positive, You know, when I first came to this country, people, you know, I'm not used to the people asking me, how are you doing? And here, when you go to store, people say, how are you doing? And first, you know, it took me a long time. I'm not sure what they are saying. First time, you know, they are saying something to me. I don't know what they are saying. Then slowly, I figured out they are asking me, how are you doing? So I took that very, like, serious. I said, I'm doing very good. I have a personal disability, but there's no, nobody here. It's all gone. How often we think positive, this is very, very important. All my friends here, for myself, How often do we think something positive, you know? This is very, very important. How often do we think something positive, you know? We are... Well, that's why the meditation is important. Meditation will help you to reduce, minimize, reduce, and then eventually root out all the disturbing thought from your mental continuum. Then you will be free from all the disturbing thought, you know? Then you are liberated. You are actually liberated, you know? See, everybody in this samsara, the town that feels complicated, everybody experiencing complications, everybody. Look around, you know, look around, why you calm, look around, you know? In the mind, you know, it's like, we are all human, we are all same. We are all looking for happiness every single minute. We are all looking for happiness. Doesn't matter how we look, different color, brown. What is this color? Huh? My skin color? Gold? Anyway, so like, you know, the different skin color, tan, whatever it's called. No, different color, different, you know, the way of looking, different way of eating. But bottom line, we are all same. We should, you know, pray for each other. We should pray for each other's happiness. That's, if we really want to see peaceful world, not just like, oh, how many people become Buddhist this year? No, no, no. How many people thinking something positive? How many people become thinking positive? This is more important, you know. Everybody can think, you know. Not everybody will become Buddhist. It never happened in the past. It's not going to happen in the future. It's practically not going to happen. Huh? What is going to happen? People, you know, can think something positive, sometimes positive. So I never encourage anybody to become Buddhist. Last 16 years, I never encourage. What I'm doing here, you know, what I myself trying to do is like to think something more positive, things positive. This is very, very important. Huh? So then Buddhism does have something to contribute. You know, every major religion has something to contribute. The bottom line is to think, we all need to take responsibility to think something positive. So that's very good, you know, very important. So look at, you know, everybody is experiencing complications. Nobody in the samsara is free of complications. Everybody. So that's the reality. So based on your own experience, you know, so then look at, you know, other persons also having some problems, you know. So then try to, how you say, loving kindness, compassion. These are the answer. Loving kindness, compassion. This is the answer, you know. The based on complications, complications, you know, there's different layers. There's different layers of complications. Complications, pain in the headache. That's very gross. Complication, Friday night, drinking too much beer, Saturday morning, all coming out. There's different layers, another layers of complications. There's many different layers of complications. So therefore, Buddha taught Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths, there's reason, you know. Four Noble Truths. So Buddha is trying to show to the people that, you know, live in the town that filled with complications, you don't have to stuck. There's a way out. You can get out. You can get out. You know? But they require some knowledge. How to get out, you know? Knowledge. First, we need to understand complications. There's many, many layers of complications. We need to understand all of them, complications. And cause, what cause of those complications? So, then rather than looking for outside, oh, I can divorce them, I can get, yeah, you can divorce one time, you can get, you know, but, you know, so then people marry again, so then you realize, oh, this needs to be done within my mental continuum, my mind, I need to know. I need to change my perspective, my attitude, my way of thinking. No, so then that's the way to change. That's the way to change, you know, all everything. So whatever I said, you know, whatever I said, my point is comes down on, you know, thinking something positive, thinking something positive, okay, every day. As a Buddhist, the minute you wake up, you try to think of a precious human life. So I said this many times, you know, this is maybe very, very foreign to your ears. Life, according to Lamrim teaching, that Lamrim teaching repeatedly said again and again, precious human life, you know. So precious, so rare, so meaningful, so difficult to find. This is the boat. This is the boat. fully capable to cross the ocean. You know, the oceans is, you know, filled with the complications. Wild wave of thought. An action that produced by thought, you know, this is like wild wave, you know. Everybody carrying here and there, or there, upside down, all the time. But you, this is the boat, you know. According to Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, Shantideva, you know, text, me too. This is considered as a boat. What we need to do, we need to sail. Sail? Not sail, but how is it? Sail. Yeah, sail. This boat is not for sale. Not for sale. No. It's to use. So. Me to Latin. Me to. Me means human. You know, to means this boat. It's to cross. You know, cross this little, can I say, this lake, you know, filled with the complication, or sometimes town, sometimes called lake, you know. To sail. You know. So now I'm going to sail to my home. So you can go, you can sail to your home. So we'll go in the class here. Yeah, sorry. So next Sunday, so then we'll have discussions. And I'll also, sorry, there's a number of questions. So I highly recommend you to put suggestions. This is very good. So not that you are not just going to hear from me, you are going to hear from all people here. So this is very good. It's very beneficial for me. Last time the discussions, I learned a lot. I learned, you know, how to explain. That's what I learned. How certain things that I want to explain, but I don't know how. The discussions, when I listen, then I realize, oh, maybe that's the way to explain this particular topic. That's how I should explain, you know. That's exactly how should I explain. This helps me. So next Sunday, so you know, then from there on, we'll have ongoing discussions. Every suggestion put here, I want not just you to hear from my side, I also want to hear from all the people here. We discuss, okay? So then we become Dharma friends, you know, that's what we do. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Have a nice weekend. Yeah, I'm listening.
So when you're please, can you please turn to, it's 246 in the gold book. I think it's on maybe the back of the first sheet in the white binder. To the Master Shantideva's dedication, Bodhikaryavatara. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see form and the deaf hear sound. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rain and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a nice weekend. Thank you.